Chris's stuff was really big tonight, you know. Came right out of the gate. So, yeah, the stuff was big time. You know, the Blue Jays did what they do. They put the ball in play. You know, a lot of C&I hits and some soft singles, but they put the ball in play. That's their identity, and that's what they did tonight and found holes and racked up some hits. So, you know, good game till you know, the ninth got away from us. But, yeah, Chris hung in there and battled, and like he always does, yeah.
Chris said maybe, you know, going forward, maybe he needs to tinker with a couple stuff just to make sure he's able to harness his command throughout. But with this schedule, as you, you know, continue to give him extra days when you can't, it looks like it's already beneficial. You see the velocity up, yeah. You see the slider sharp, but you like what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely like what I'm seeing. I think, and look, he'll figure that out. If that's what he feels like he needs to do, he'll get it done. So, but I think the important thing is that he's his body's good, his arm is good, he feels fresh every time out. He's been 100 pitches plus a few times now, and still maintaining the velocity. So there's a lot of good things going on. He'll figure that stuff out.
Walt, as Lopez works to find his niche in the bullpen, how do you look at tonight and just kind of, you know, where he is overall?
Yeah, look, I thought he was trending well the last few times out. The velocity was up. You know, they put balls in play and found some holes. But yeah, I thought the last few times out of it were encouraging with Lopi. You know, he had a tough one tonight, but yeah, that's what they did all night. They make contact, they don't miss. We still got some punch outs tonight, but they swing. They have a high swing rate and a high contact rate, even if it's out of the zone. They just put balls in play.
With Doobie, I mean, obviously had the home run back-to-back games and stuff like that. Also talked to him today, still feeling under the weather, just kind of how cool is it to see the way he's able to perform despite, you know, kind of what he's going
through. Yeah, no, he's been great. You know, I've talked about him a bunch, and I enjoy doing it because he's, he's a really good player, a great teammate, and comes to play every day. Got a smile on his face, loves to play baseball. He's been certainly been a shot in the arm for this club.
Do you sense any frustration with Ronaldo right now?
Frustration? What do you mean?
Just after a performance like tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him yet. I'm sure he would. You know, he broke camp as a starter. He's on the rotation, so I'm sure he, you know, that's, you know, he'd rather that wasn't the case. But again, here's another guy, and I've talked about this a lot. He didn't pitch last year. When you miss a lot of time in this league, it's very difficult. This game is a hell of a lot faster on the field than it looks on the stands or on TV. It's just a really fast game, and when you miss that much time, it takes time to get caught up, and he's like a few of the other guys. He's working through some things, working hard. Velocity's creeping back, but you know, there's always going to be a little bit of rust there when you miss an entire year.
Like you talked about with him and Hassan Kim, is that something you feel like you have firsthand experience with going back to your career? And what was it like for you trying to work for him?
Yeah, no, I experienced it. You know, there was a time I missed an entire year from June of one season to June the next season, and jumped in, you know, in the middle of the season that next June, and it wasn't pretty. You know, it's probably the worst I played during my career. But I lived it, felt it. And as an athlete, you think I can do this. You know, it'd be no big deal. But it's tough to do. You know, there's nothing that compares to this level. You know, rehab assignment, a minor league. You know, the difference between the minor leagues and the big leagues is enormous. So. It's tough sledding when you have to deal with that.
Chris Sale highlighted the poise that Didier Fuentes has and is how it's allowed him to take on multiple roles in the bullpen. Just how important is that trait for especially a young pitcher?
Yeah, no, Didi's pretty much unflappable. He's got great poise. You know, he's in a role that he hasn't probably ever done in his life. And he's doing it at the major league level. And he's pitching some big innings for us. You know, he's been a bit of a swing man as far as pitching multiple innings, pitching leverage innings. You know, we're slightly behind. You know, I've used him at times to kind of chase it. And on nights, we can chase it. So he's been a big piece for that bullpen and handling it very well. Yeah.
When he came up last year and obviously went through the struggles, I felt like even before he debuted, there was a lot of talk about how he's mature enough to handle this. He can handle failure at the big league level. Do you feel like the organization feels validated that he's come back and had such quick success?
Yeah, look, you never know, right? When a young kid comes up here, I mean, he was up here at 19 years old. I mean, he wasn't ready for this, but, you know, it was based on need. And because he's talented, he was the next man up. But the fact that he learned some lessons from that at 19, 20 years old is really impressive. It speaks a lot about the kid and his makeup. You know, a lot of young players, it take him a long time to rebound from that. He got knocked around last year. So, but instead he tweaked some things. He learned some things from it. And he's better for it. And now he's, you know, even in a new role, he's able to go out there and get major league hitters out, you know, pretty consistently.
Michael Harrison,
another
big game today. What do you see from him?
Who's that?
Michael Harrison.
Yeah. You know, Michael's having a good year, man. You know, I've talked about him a lot as far as, you know, just maturing as a player. And he's still relatively young, but he's figuring some things out. You know, he's always going to swing a lot. He's going to chase some. He's never going to be a guy that walks 90 or 100 times in a season, but he can get the barrel to it. He can hit it really hard. So he can do damage outside the strike zone. I think that's, you know, so he'll continue to do that. And sometimes he'll chase. And but, you know, if he's having a year like he's having now, that's you know, you live with that, you know. So he's, yeah, Mikey's turned into a really good player.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.